Thanks, Matt and Steve and everybody else for being here. It's not just one key. As you can see in the topic, it's several keys that I'm going to give you. If you hold on to those, you will be successful, I can tell you. It may take a couple efforts, but you will be successful. All right. On my way to D.C., I thought about keys. Since it's not key, it's keys, I developed this these words from key elements of your success. And it's very simple to get multi-regional grants. It's actually simpler than one PD-based grants. It's simple, as simple as A, B, C, not quite in the right order, but D, E, F, and G. These are the seven keys. How many of you are young faculty members, pre-tenure faculty members? And you are most favorite people to the administrator because they like young and hungry people. Hold on to these keys, you will succeed. Now, I'll walk you through the process that we followed, I myself followed when I was, I'm still pre-tenure. When I as soon as I started my faculty position, I was assigned to lead one of these projects. And I'll walk you through the experiences that I went through and the steps that I took, and they led to success immediately. And I think if you follow those, you will do the same as well. First and foremost is finding the right project. When you talk about multi-regional, you've got to pick a project. You've got to identify a topic, a problem that is actually multi-regional. Some people try to stretch things, you know, it's a, you know, main one lab-based or one state-based issue, but they try to get somebody on the side to make it multi-regional. No. You got to pick a project, problem that is actually multi-regional, and there is no better multi-regional issue than spotted wing Drosophila, as you can see here. It's an invasive pest, originally from Japan. It was first detected in the U.S. in 2008 in California, and since then has spread throughout the country. It's one of the most serious pests of small fruits we have ever seen in the U.S. This is how where the name comes from. You can see male on this side, which has dark spots on the wings. That's where spotted wing name comes. And then female has a very unique ovipositor. There are about 1,500 members in this family Drosophilidae, and this one species is blessed with this unique ovipositor that females use to oviposit in the fresh fruit. Otherwise, other species wait for the fruit to be rotten, and then they actually lay eggs in there. But this species has unique ovipositor that you can see here, which is saw-like dentition. It has those teeth. She can easily puncture the surface of fruit and lay eggs in there. And then basically from that point on, they cause lots of damage. The development cycle from egg to adult can complete in 8 to 10 days, which means it can go through several generations during one field season, which can obviously translate into a lot of economic damage. There is zero tolerance in the market. Overall, if you look at the annual crop losses, this survey was done in 2014 when we were thinking about this project. At that time, it was estimated to be $718 million in crop losses and $129 million were approximately management costs. So with that, at that point, organically, there was only one product that was effective. Everybody was using that, but which is spinosad. That's the only effective organic product. And the other, there was really nothing known about it. Everything was myth-based. Next key, get prepared well in advance. And now you'll be wondering, RFAs are released only 6 to 8 weeks before the deadline. How in advance should we start thinking about it? There's a real way to do that, and that is a planning grant. If you read the RFA, there is a category of grants called planning grants. If you are a new PI or have not done similar grants before in a particular area, look into that option. That gives you a year to put together a team and actually write a good proposal. We did that, as you can see here. These are the steps that we took, and that helped us a lot, getting really organized during year one, during first year, before we actually submitted full proposal. assemble the right team. You have to find the key players. Once you have identified a problem, you have to find key players who already have established programs working on that problem, on one or the other aspect of that problem. Once you all come together, it actually goes long ways as compared to just one or two PIs working on one or two aspects and getting stretched really thin. You get more people who already have established programs on one or the other aspect. When all comes together, it makes really good multi-regional, multidisciplinary team to achieve really big goals that you cannot achieve in single PD grants. That's the point in doing these multi-regional grants, is to stretch the dollar. This is the best way. When you look closely on our team, we actually had 10 land-grant universities involved, in total 11 states involved. Of those, we actually had mostly entomologists that had already established program working on small fruit pest management. With two of our members, as you can see here in Michigan, Matt Grishup, and in Minnesota, Mary Rogers. Is Mary here in the room? She's somewhere around at the meeting. They actually had organic appointments by their departments. We also, another key, we had two USDA scientists, Jana Lee from Oregon, Tracy Leskey from West Virginia. And one key component, whenever you're putting together multi-regional proposal, you got to have some social scientist or economist. They're very, very important in translating what we do in terms of dollars, which is very important to assess the impact of the project. And we had one, Jenny Pop, from University of Arkansas. She already had established a standing in this crop budgets in berry crops. That's why we selected her. Get the right people on your team. That's really important for the success. Bring stakeholders on board, as you know, these are applied programs. We address applied questions. You have to have stakeholders on board that can guide you to pick the right objectives and work on the right aspects that can deliver the right solutions. We had big advisory board. There were 17 members from academia, industry, and rural community representing 15 states. Then, develop the right questions. We obviously had a major goal to develop and implement systems-based organic management programs for SWD that are really organic. We then, as a team, once we had identified the team members, we worked together to develop these goals, these objectives. Now, evenly distribute the work. The whole point in doing multi-regional is to select the team members and give them assignments based on their areas of strength. That's exactly what we did. On each objective, we had two co-leads. As you can see in this objective, Matt Grishup and Christelle Guidot, they were the leads. They led all efforts. They developed sub-objectives and designed experiments and then developed sub-teams who would be working on specific experiments within each of those objectives. Just quick snapshot of some of the results. We did see when we were looking for different attractants that yeast and sugar in general works just as good as any other synthetic attractants, but when it was combined with the sentry lore, it actually worked better in some of the northern states where winters are really harsh and it's important to identify, to actually detect flies. Because in the south, flies are there year-round, but you will find out in just a second. Physiologically, hungry flies were more attractive to the baits. And the ones that have not had so many eggs laid, they were really eager to lay eggs, and they were attracted more toward the bears that we tested. Flies, they are active year-round. That's what makes this problem really serious, because they are active year-round. What can you do? And also, when you look at the dynamics of the population, they actually go down during the summer when we have berries in the field. It's because of the heat, and also because of the sprays that go on during that time. If you look at the same curve from a northern, this is from Georgia, if you look at the same population dynamic curve from a northern location, for example, New York, it will be just turned upside down. They would have more flies during the summer or later part of the summer than winter. Winter, they basically disappear. And as you can see here, more flies are always in the woods as compared to the field. And there are lots of alternate hosts in the field, in those wooded areas around the fields, which this fly can live off of. We also tested attract and kill strategy based off of those attracticidal spheres. It did not work. In that process, we identified a couple of other products that we are now following and testing, but this particular strategy did not work. Objective number two. This was basically cultural strategies based off of pruning, mulching, and exclusion strategies. All right, studies were done in several states, as you can see on the map. I'll run through, time is running out. In pruning, we did 10 canopies of blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. It only worked for blueberries, especially in the south where blueberries in general are really large. Thinning actually allows more light to pass through, which obviously creates an environment which is not hospitable for flies. And it led to less flies. Obviously, an interesting finding was that when you thin them, the flies, fruit health becomes better, bigger fruit, good quality. In one case, in Minnesota, we actually had more yield in the heavily pruned blueberries as compared to other blueberries, which was kind of interesting in some ways, counterintuitive, but that was what we found. Mulching also created really good environment, especially this weed mat based mulch, which actually allowed, when larvae are fully mature, they crawl out of the fruit to pupate in the ground. If you have mulch like weed mat, it stops the larvae from getting into the ground, and that's where they get cooked. It worked really well. Exclusion is the best way to go. If you can implement in a timely manner, this is the best way to go. It's much better than making insecticide applications. I'll have to run through it. All right, insecticides, as I told you, spinosad was the one that was used when we started. We did work on some of these products, and we did find, based on our field trials and lab stuff, that some other products, for example, Gandevo, Oxidate, Venerate, and Azera, they are promising rotational partners to allow resistance management for spinosad. We tested adjuvants. None of those worked. We tested several, just showing one. We tested phagal stimulants, sugar, and yeast. No benefit whatsoever. You can go talk to people, farmers, sales agent. They'll say so many things, but they do not work, period. We also found that actually these organic products do have some negative effects too. So they're not all those all that good. We, again, need to be careful about beneficial insects when we are out in the field. Because of the spinosad use, we developed resistance management strategy based off of this rapid bioassay, and we used that. For the first time, we were able to detect resistance in SWD in California. As you can see, all of the populations we sampled here, they had high levels of resistance. Last objective was extension-based. We obviously did develop budgets. We did lots of extension stuff. And based off of our first 2 years of findings, we did develop extension bulletin. If you are interested, I have several copies here. It's also available on that website. Summary, SWD is around year-round. Organic management is really challenging. Cultural control strategies are extremely important because the most effective product is still spinosad. We did identify rotational partners, but they are not as effective. We need to make them apply them every 3 days to see any real impact. Spinosad resistance has already been in place, has been detected, so we need to make sure we have management resistance management program in place. With this, I would like to thank you and all everybody here for providing funding. And if you have any questions, I will be around after this.
Okay, thanks.